PJ and the Magical Starry Blanket by Gary Wallace. PJ and his mom, Julie, lived on 100 Maplewood Lane with their adorable dog, Taffy. Uncle John lived across town by the state park. Every Wednesday night, Uncle John always visited for a special dinner that PJ's mom loved to make. On this particular cold, rainy Wednesday night, Uncle John arrived a little early for Julie's famous chicken and rice dinner and a playful visit with PJ. PJ was waiting anxiously when he heard the doorbell ring. He ran as fast as he could to the front door. His mom yelled from the kitchen, "PJ, wait for me." When they opened the door, Taffy came running and jumped up on Uncle John. Uncle John exclaimed, "Hi, Taffy. Hi, PJ. Hi, Julie. I'm a little early tonight." "No problem," said Julie. Then PJ said excitedly, "That means more time to play, Uncle John." As Uncle John entered the hallway, PJ noticed a shiny gift box in Uncle John's hand and asked, "What's that, Uncle John? Is that for me?"
"You'll see in a little while," said Uncle John, not wanting to spoil the surprise quite yet. Filled with excitement, PJ said,
"Come on, Uncle John. Let's play horses like we always do."
PJ pulled Uncle John by the hand toward the living room, where a big stack of wood in the stone fireplace crackled and warmed the entire room. As PJ and Uncle John played on the hooked rug in front of the fireplace, Taffy nipped at their heels. They both giggled and laughed while they were playing. PJ's mom had quietly walked back into the kitchen to finish preparing dinner. Soon, she called PJ and his uncle to the dining room table for dinner. As they passed the chicken and rice dishes in a basket filled with hot, cheesy biscuits, Taffy anxiously wagged her tail right beside PJ's chair, just hoping that PJ would drop her a tasty bite.
"Those biscuits smelled really good," thought Taffy.
When they were all finished eating, Uncle John asked PJ if he was ready for his special gift. PJ said,
"Sure, Uncle John. What is it? What is it?"
So, after dinner, PJ asked his mom if he and Uncle John could go back and play in the living room. His mom said,
"Sure, but just for a little while."
Uncle John asked PJ's mom if she would like help with the dishes, but Julie replied,
"No thanks. You go ahead and play with PJ. He looks forward to your visits and playtime so much."
PJ could hardly wait to open the shiny gift box. Inside, he discovered a beautiful blue starry blanket.
"Wow, Uncle John, where did you get this?"
Then Uncle John explained, "This blanket was given to me by my grandfather when I was a little boy, and now it's time for it to be passed on to you. This blanket is magical, PJ, and it will keep you warm and safe. It will also take you on many adventures in your dreams."
So PJ, with his new starry blanket, Taffy and Uncle John played in the living room a little more when Uncle John asked if he could read to him from his favorite book.
"You know, PJ, the one with the maps that shows special places to travel to."
Uncle John loved the travel book too. Then, in a wink, PJ snuggled up next to him on the couch and listened ever so closely to Uncle John tell travel stories. As they read together, the fire began to flicker, and PJ began to get sleepy. When PJ rubbed his eyes, he heard his mom say from the kitchen,
"PJ, time for bed."
Uncle John hugged PJ and said,
"Good night, buddy. Sweet dreams. See you next Wednesday night."
So PJ headed sleepily toward the wooden stairs to his bedroom, with Taffy following right behind him. PJ quickly changed into his pajamas and jumped into bed, clutching his new magical starry blanket. Taffy crawled in right next to him and laid her head on PJ's shoulder. Just as PJ was almost asleep, his mom ran up the stairs and tiptoed into his bedroom. PJ's mom kissed him goodnight and whispered,
"See you in the morning, PJ. Love you." PJ faintly murmured, "Night, Mom. Love you, too."
As PJ fell asleep, feeling warm and safe, he began to dream with his new magical starry blanket. In his dream, he exclaimed,
"Hey, Taffy, let's go somewhere with our new magical blanket. Where can we go?"
Then PJ looked at Taffy and wondered,
"Maybe we can go down to the old post office with our friend Ricky and watch what everybody does in that big stone building down by the river. Maybe we'll even find out how they get the mail to our home."
So, all wrapped up in the new magical starry blanket, PJ and Taffy set off for their first adventure. They floated and floated, peeking out of the blanket, until they reached the inside of the mailbox at the end of their driveway. Soon, Ricky, our neighborhood friend and favorite postal driver, drove up in his very loud mail truck, picked them up from the mailbox, and sped down the winding road, past the river, and onto the old post office. Riding down the road, PJ and Taffy sneaked a peek inside the mail truck through their magical starry blanket.
Taffy, look at all the big boxes, little packages, and bags of mail. What do you think is inside all these bags and boxes? Asked PJ.
Taffy barked, as if to say,
I don't know.
When PJ and Taffy got to the back of the old post office, they saw the busy postal workers carrying boxes of all sizes and shapes, pushing big mail carts, sorting mail, and chatting with each other. PJ and Taffy thought, it sure is busy in there.
PJ said to Taffy, look at all those machines. What do you think they do?
Just then, Ricky threw the magical blanket package on top of one of the mail carts, and off PJ and Taffy went for their eye-opening adventure inside the old post office. As PJ and Taffy moved towards the back of the receiving room in the post office, they were gently placed on a long steel conveyor belt. Along the way, Anna, the postmaster, read, when received, please return to 100 Maplewood Lane. Carefully, she stamped the blanket package for the return trip home. As PJ and Taffy, the two traveling partners, continued to ride along the steel conveyor belt, they kept peeking out. Where will they go next? Anna reached and placed them on top of an outgoing mail cart. They smiled at each other, knowing they were headed for home. Anna, their new friend, pushed the mail cart out to the back dock, where Ricky's mail truck was waiting to be filled with other boxes and bags of mail. Ricky smiled as he saw the special blanket package once again. All of a sudden, PJ and Taffy heard the electric motor start up on Ricky's truck, and they were off again, winding down the road past the river for home. Finally, as Ricky pulled up to their home at 100 Maplewood Lane, he opened their mailbox and carefully placed the starry blanket with PJ and Taffy inside. As Ricky drove away, PJ and Taffy peeked out of the mailbox one more time, smiling and waving goodbye, thanking their friend Ricky for the interesting adventure to and from the old post office. PJ and Taffy began to float back to their bedroom as their magical dream starts to come to a close. The sun splashed a few morning rays into PJ's bedroom, with PJ and Taffy still cuddling the magical starry blanket. PJ woke up, wiped his eyes, and stared outside his window through the parade of maple trees in the backyard. At the same time, Taffy jumped up, wagged her tail, and barked and barked as if to say good morning. They couldn't believe it was morning already. As PJ stretched, he heard his mom call him for breakfast from the kitchen. He could smell his favorite cinnamon sugar toast.
PJ yelled, I'm coming, Mom.
PJ ran down the stairs as fast as he could, with Taffy running way ahead of him. Taffy was hoping that today PJ would share a piece of his cinnamon sugar toast with her. When they got to the kitchen table, PJ and Taffy looked at each other. PJ hugged Taffy and whispered in her ear,
What an adventure last night, huh, Taffy? I wonder where we'll go next.
Taffy licked PJ all over his face, as if to say,
Can't wait to find out.